When Macron and his wife Brigitte leave the state dinner at the White House tomorrow, I can almost guarantee they won't ask for a doggy bag. Sure, that is state dinner protocol, but it's also something you just don't really do in France at any dinner. We Americans have no problem asking for a container to take leftovers home. But in France lately, officials are actually trying to persuade diners to take home what they don't finish, and they want restaurants to cooperate. Adeline Sear has that story.
It's lunchtime at this sunny café in Paris. I'm trying to finish a giant croque monsieur, a French ham and grilled cheese sandwich, but it's just too big. Channeling my American side, I go ask the manager if he has a doggy bag for my leftovers.
Doggy bag, non, on n'est pas équipé, c'est ce que vous demandiez.
He says no, he doesn't have any containers. When I point out that it may soon be mandatory for restaurants to provide takeout containers for customers,
pas le temps, comme pour répondre aux questions.
He responds he has no time for that or to answer my questions. When I return to my table, someone has already cleared away my leftover croque monsieur. Hola! In France, even though millennials are getting used to the idea of taking leftovers home, asking for a doggy bag can still be a cultural faux pas. And many travelers here are well aware of this.
I thought it was absolutely verboten, a doggy bag where you bring leftovers home.
Martha Palmer from Racine, Wisconsin, says she comes to France every spring.
And I sneak Ziploc bags in my purse, and I do it under the table because I thought it was so improper. And I didn't want to hurt the chef's feelings or the waiter's feelings. You know, food is serious in France.
So if food is so serious here, so sacred, why is it that we can't honor it by taking it home when there's some left on our plate? What's the big taboo? I asked Chef François Pastot, who runs the gourmet restaurant L'Epis du Pain in Paris. It's part of a group of restaurants that offer climate-conscious menus. He says bringing food home after a meal is still not part of French culture.
Il y a toujours la barrière psychologique de demander des restes et on se sent un peu gêné.
There's always a psychological block when it comes to requesting leftover takeout, he says. Customers feel embarrassed because they're afraid to look like a cheapskate, like they can't afford to pay for another meal. So they feel guilty about asking for a doggy bag, even though it would prevent food waste and it would be smart to do so. And that's the basic idea behind France's plan to require restaurants to provide takeout containers if customers request them.
Apporte-moi un récipient avec doggy bag que tu as dans ton placard au-dessus. Tu l'as pâtisserie là avec le couvercle.
François Pastot shows me the recyclable food container he uses. It's made out of corn pulp.
Une démarche environnementale, y compris au niveau des contenants.
But he says only about 10 customers a year ask him for one. Other chefs I've spoken to say that traditionally, a restaurant meal is something to be experienced on site under the careful watch of its own chef. There's a view in France that the concept of a dish belongs to the restaurant that created it. So when you take it home to reheat it later, it's as if you were yanking a masterpiece apart and rearranging it haphazardly. But what bothers Jean Terlon is the prospect of a new regulation. Terlon is with UMIH, a large union of the hotels and restaurants industry.
On va obliger les restaurateurs, une fois de plus, on va leur ajouter une réglementation supplémentaire pour volontairement acheter des boîtes.
Once again, we're going to force a new regulation on restaurant owners and make them buy boxes, he says. The theory that the doggy bag is an old tradition, especially in the United States, is fine. But they don't fill plates the same way there, and the concept of food is not the same. And portions have a lot to do with why you may not need a doggy bag in France, but you often do in the U.S. I should know, when I ate my first meal in New York City a couple decades ago, I was overwhelmed by the enormous size of my plate of bay scallops, but I felt completely humiliated when my friends asked for a doggy bag for me. I thought it was a joke at first, and then I almost died of shame when a friendly waiter brought my food in a bag. Clearly, I'm over it now. But even if France does go ahead with the proposed regulation, there's still a major issue to address.
The French care so much about their language. They've got to invent a better word than doggy bag.
Martha Palmer from Wisconsin is right about that. The proposed rule suggests gourmet bag or simply boîte à emporter, which just means takeout box. Restaurant union Jean Terlon likes the name Reste avec moi, a play on the word reste, meaning both stay and leftovers.
Je m'imagine la personne qui venait donnez-moi une reste avec moi.
I'm imagining the customer asking for a box of stay with me, he says.
Il y a un côté Saint-Valentin, ouais.
It's got a Valentine's Day ring to it. So there may be a way to salvage the all-American doggy bag and turn it into something French after all. For the world, Adeline Cyr, Paris.